97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis this morning to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I have some things that I'm going to talk about. We're going to do a quick hit real fast on Dolly Parton launching a pet apparel line. This is not a joke. It is Doggy Parton. That's kind of all that I have to say on that. I just wanted to bring it up because
it's worth saying. Is it Parton?
Doggy Parton. That is so much worse.
That's a missed opportunity if it's not P-A-W-R-T-O-N.
I feel like you can only hit so many puns before critical mass.
I don't think she's there yet.
I mean, I think Doggy Parton.
We are
is
on the
sufficient.
Left side of the laugher curve.
Oh, Lord.
L-A-U-G-H-E-R.
I saw it in my head like a neon sign. I do have a short crime story that I want to discuss. It's just an attention-grabbing headline from Los Angeles. Burglar prize open window with crucifix and steals school's field trip money.
Aww.
There is a Catholic school in California that's been broken into 3 times, and a security camera video shows a guy using a crucifix to pry open a window. It's not so much about the robbery. It's more about prying open a window to break and enter a Catholic school using a cross. That's almost the setup for a Sam Raimi Drag Me to Hell style movie.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, like you are cursing yourself by doing
100%,
this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
we're in agreement.
Go right past Drag Me to Hell. Go straight to like The Exorcist Volume 2. It's not even fun to watch. It's just like it's downward spiral.
Yeah, bad stuff is gonna happen to you.
Was it the school's crucifix that he used?
Or did he bring his own?
Or did he bring his own crucifix to break into a Catholic school? Like, was this a choice or was that just like the nearest implement?
I don't know. And now I'm very curious.
Inquiring minds.
I mean, he does leave the crucifix.
Okay.
So maybe it was school property.
It must have been school
which,
property.
Which, that's a smart decision. Talking in horror movie terms, smart to leave it there.
Right.
Yeah, you for sure don't take it with you, right?
Yeah. Hopefully he's wearing gloves so his fingerprints aren't all over the true cross.
Right? Yeah. All right.
Also, maybe he thinks it's a trade. Maybe I'm bringing a crucifix. I'm leaving it there.
I brought this. This is for you.
This is for you. I'm just going to take $57.49 in recompense.
Well, more videos that I watched outside of people breaking into windows using the true cross,
right,
which I think is very
probably not the true cross,
yeah,
but
is actually from St. Wait a minute. I thought it was a different place. It's not. I thought it was St. Paul. It is St. Pete in Florida. Good job. Good job, Florida.
Like
all
St.
right.
Petersburg, Florida, the
yeah,
city?
Yeah,
okay.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading this from another radio station's website, which, hey, Wild 94.1, you definitely should work on your website a little, guys. This is gross.
Woo!
But there's a cop-style video of a woman getting pulled over for, I assume, a DUI, a DWI, and she really takes the sobriety test to the next level and starts trying to river dance. Which just brings me to my next thing. Remember our collective cultural obsession with Irish folk dancing? Like, do you remember that?
Hey, the 25th anniversary tour is happening now. It's been 25 years, Victor.
I'm actually kind of curious to see who is going to that. Like, that stomp, I was always partial to stomp.
Oh, I saw stomp personally. In person. That was fun.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was good.
It looks really cool.
It was not like the best show I've ever seen live, but it was a fun show.
Well, yeah, I feel the same way about the Blue Man Group. Like, it didn't blow me away, but it was a great time.
I've never seen the Blue Man Group, and I kind of want to.
It was really neat.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was cool.
I've never really wanted to see Riverdance Live. Like, there was definitely, like, what actually, like, sparked the obsession, if you recall, was when it was on PBS and they were doing a pledge drive, and they did the pledge drive by just running and rerunning and rerunning Riverdance just over and over and over again, because that's what they figured out was generating the most donations. So
I mean, you can say it was PBS that sparked that. I put forth to you that it was not PBS. It was, in fact, the Lord of the Dance. I call that the Viggo Mortensen effect. If you put a very handsome man in front of an audience.
Well, right, but like Riverdance preceded Lord of the Dance. Riverdance was the first Michael Flatley extravaganza, and then Lord of the Dance was the follow-up.
Really?
Yeah, Riverdance was the first one.
I guess I always assumed that Lord of the Dance was the first one.
I'm 99% sure
that's
the case.
I don't doubt you at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... Like, I'm not caught up on Riverdance lore.
Oh, Riverdance, I think, was first. And it was very much the, like, It's a Wonderful Life or A Christmas Story effect. Like, it was popular, and then, like, one TV station decided to just keep running it over and over and over again, and then it just became, like, the dopamine hit of seeing the familiar thing, and now everyone's in love with it for, like, 6 months. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a cultural phenomenon.